In Canada, enthusiastic crowds have turned out to watch the Olympic torch on its cross-country journey. Its final destination, the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics this Friday. The crowds are a little less enthusiastic in the host city of Vancouver. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, they're downright ambivalent.
You can't turn on a TV in Canada these days without being told how excited Canadians are getting. Just ask native son Donald Sutherland.
From the smallest hamlets to the biggest towns, Canadians everywhere are starting to believe.
Well, not all Canadians.
Veto the Olympics! Burn the Olympics! Trash the Olympics!
Mark Cooper sits outside a Vancouver Starbucks, nursing a coffee and yelling his unsolicited opinion at anyone he sees wearing an official Olympic jacket.
It's a total waste of our money, taxpayers' money.
Cooper's crankiness is extreme, but what's remarkable is how little backtalk he gets. The fact is, recent polling shows enthusiasm is declining. Only about 50% of British Columbians now see the Games as positive. Margot Young, a University of BC law professor and longtime Olympic critic, says spiraling costs are partly to blame. But she says it's not just the money that's souring the public mood.
It's just this sort of corporate rollout of this particular mind-numbing Olympic mentality.
Vancouver is Canada's San Francisco, and the city's liberal tendencies have been running headlong into the Olympic organizers' increasing control over daily life.
They want everybody to be smiling hosts and, you know, gladly not drive their cars for 2 weeks and put up with their business suffering for those 2 weeks, all for the greater good, which is the Olympics. And I guess for many people, the greater good isn't good enough.
And then there's all the security. Nearly 1,000 new surveillance cameras and thousands of extra law enforcement officers from around the province, many of them staying on cruise ships docked in the harbor. Here on Vancouver's seedy east side, many locals welcome the extra cops. But others say the security is turning into harassment. Harsha Walia is with an activist organization called the Olympic Resistance Network, which has been trying to disrupt the Olympic torch relay. She says she's had visits from plainclothes police.
If they say they want to talk, you tell them they don't. You shut the door. They try to force their way in. And
they tried to push their way in?
Twice they did. Twice as I was shutting the door, they tried to open up the door.
The head of security for the Olympics, Bud Mercer, confirms that he has teams gathering information on certain people. But he rejects the claims of harassment.
I think there's some individuals that like to hear themselves speak, and they're using the media for that. But anybody that we speak to, there's a reason for it. It's not harassment. If they don't want to answer us, that's their choice, and we move on.
Mercer says anti-Olympics protests will be tolerated outside the venues. But if things get raucous, Mercer may find it hard to do his job without offending Vancouverites' traditional tolerance of dissent. And that tolerance is remarkable. You see it even in the most diehard Olympic fans, and there are plenty of them here.
Really good mood. Yeah.
People like these Olympic volunteers who've been waiting for hours in a line that wraps around the block just for a chance at a free ticket. All it gets them is a look at a rehearsal of the opening ceremony. But Ursula Fisher and her friends are still thrilled.
I love the Olympics. It's a once in a lifetime. Why not enjoy it?
And yet, for all her enthusiasm, Fisher says she doesn't mind the anti-Olympics protesters. It's a sentiment that's echoed farther down the line by Diane Fox and Lynn Williams.
We're not going to let it spoil our fun.
No.
So, and they have a right.
We're very mellow about those kind of things.
And that's Canada. Even when people disagree, somehow they manage to keep things mellow. Martin Costi, NPR News.